Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. I can acknowledge that this is one of my soapbox issues. Every person that does my job, or a form of it, has their soapbox issue. Rob, you remember a couple of years ago, we were always advocating for more player freedom. And I would specifically look for ideas and topics and segments that we could just poke at the NCAA. Well, now that the players get paid, I don't bother them anymore. I've left them alone. And I have now moved on to my next cause, which is to expand the idea of the most valuable player. Now, did you guys know that over the last 7 years, there has only been one vote for a player that was not a quarterback in the MVP conversation? It was Cooper Kupp in 2021. Over the last 7 years, only one person who votes on the MVP had the ability to see who the actual MVP was and vote for that person. Now, I understand. Because we call it most valuable and the quarterback is the most valuable position in sports, we just automatically assume that only that position can win the award. I am here telling you right now, I do not care about that because we all know who the NFL MVP is and we just need to acknowledge it. It's Jonathan Taylor. Did you guys watch him yesterday? Rob, 32 carries for 244 yards and 3 touchdowns. They won that game, not because Daniel Jones was their quarterback and he played well. They won that game because Jonathan Taylor is on their team. He's averaging 6 yards a carry. He has 17 touchdowns. It's November 10th. We could be talking about Jonathan Taylor scoring 30 touchdowns this season. And you were telling me that we can't see any scenario, any way in which Jonathan Taylor is the most valuable player in the National Football League. Come on now. We got to expand our minds. So if I got to be the only person that stands on this island, I'll do it. I told you guys a couple of years ago, I thought Christian McCaffrey was the MVP. It doesn't always have to be a quarterback. Sometimes it's obviously a quarterback. Back in 2018, when Mahomes threw for 5,000 yards and 50 touchdowns, it was clear he was the best player in the league. But if I ask you right now, who's been the best player in the National Football League? You wouldn't tell me it's Drake May. It's been Jonathan Taylor. So give him the award. If that has to be my soapbox issue, then fine. So be it. But Jonathan Taylor should be number one for MVP voting right now.
So here's my thing. Isn't that what the Offensive Player of the Year award already is? We already have the award you're discussing.
Who decided this, though? That's what I'm asking. Who decided this?
The voters, when they realized the V in MVP stands for value, and there is no position that carries more value, maybe in sports, than quarterback.
I know,
it's
but
like
I just,
the Davey O'Brien award
I just
now.
Feel like we say this blanket statement, and we're not acknowledging the situation. If you took Jonathan Taylor off the Colts and you replaced him with other good running backs, I don't think they would be in this position, but you could take Daniel Jones off of the Colts and replace him with a lot of other quarterbacks, and they would be in the exact same situation. I think the Colts would be in the same situation if they had Mac Jones as their quarterback or Mike Jones. Who? I think they'd be in the exact same situation. I don't think they'd be in this situation if they took off Kareem or if they took off Jonathan Taylor and put Kareem Hunt there or put Rico Dowdle there. I don't think they'd be in the same spot. So for that team, their best player, their most valuable player has been a running back. He might be the best player on the best team. That's how we usually give out these awards, right? Hey, we're going to give it to the best player on the best team. Well, this season, the best player on the best team might just be a running back. So why is he ineligible to win the award?
He's not ineligible. He's just held to a different standard. It's the standard of you have to be so exceptional that your value somehow shines beyond a quarterback. I also think, we talk about this a lot in the show, MVP is very narrative driven. Why have the Colts, the average person, we don't have to get in the nitty gritty of why the Colts went from laughing stock to good in 1 year. The average person doesn't say, oh, it's, you know, all these elements, the schedule game, this, that, and the other. The average person says their quarterback play improved. So they're not going to say, wow, Jonathan Taylor went from good to great. They're going to say their quarterback play went from just awful, which was last season, to really, really just fine. So he doesn't even get the credit for the turnaround because the average fan is average voter points that credit to Daniel Jones. So then he can't win the MVP, which is why Offensive Player of the Year award exists. That's the whole point of Offensive Player of the Year, the best non-quarterback.
Yeah, I guess maybe it's a branding issue then, because it sounds crazy to me that you can play offense, you can be the most valuable player, but then we acknowledge in another award you weren't the best offensive player in the league. It's just goofy to me. Let's fix the award, or let's just start giving it to the right people.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.